Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit's Ramblings, podcast 440. I don't have any new game stuff to talk about really, so I thought I would do one of my occasional top 10 on my Steam wishlist, and hopefully you'll enjoy the show. This order will go in the order that they are, you know, in top 10 from the number 1 down to number 10. So I guess that's, you know, reverse of most orders in that the thing I want the most would be first. The first thing on my wish list is Defect. It looks super cool. It's a science fiction shooter. First person, I think. The trailer shows a lot of third person views, but I think that's done just sort of as a cinematic thing. I believe the game is first person because a lot of the shots are first person. It looks like it is a four-person PvE co-op kind of choose your task game. The video starts out and it shows them in a spaceship and they're choosing between one of three objectives. They're doing a little vote and the one that gets the most votes won, and then they go out and they do the mission. It basically kind of looks like what if you were a judge in the Judge Dredd universe and you were assaulting a mega city block. So it looks very cool. It's very science fiction-y. There's a lot of shooting and a lot of cool, I guess you could call it tight quarters maneuvering. And it looks really interesting and fun. I don't know if I will be super, super into it. It will depend on, you know, how much character customization there is, how many different maps there are, etc., etc. The website, I think, does also say there is a PvP element to it, so you could do PvEvP, but I think that's optional, and so I'll probably just avoid that. There is no date at all, but that would be strange that they would have it be able to be wishlisted and it's not at least going to be into early access soon. So I would not be surprised if we saw a summer or just after summer early access point and then, launch maybe a year or two after that, depending on how much they want to test it out. This is a newer studio made by industry veterans, as the trend goes these days. The big thing is that the person doing the sound and music is Mick Gordon, who did all of this stuff for the pretty much early Doom games. I'm not sure exactly when he left. And Doom is one of the only games I play super, super loud because the music and sound is always very awesome. So I am looking forward to that quite a bit. The second game is called Fate Keeper. This is another quote-unquote Scrolls-like, which is like an Elder Scrolls game. It looks very cool. It looks probably like it's running on Unreal Engine 5 because it is really amazing looking. There is no date for it, but it says there is PC early access this winter, so we'll probably get some more information on it around summer when it's starting to ramp up towards that early access date. And one that came out of nowhere, which I think I've mentioned before, is Star Wars Galactic Racer. I am not typically into racing games, but this one looks super awesome. I do like the science fiction-y racing games. And I've kind of been waiting for this one ever since the pod racing game, which I didn't actually get a chance to play because I didn't own the console it was on. So this has me very excited, depending, of course, on, you know, if it's online only and how much it costs. My interest may increase or decrease very quickly because, like I said, I'm not super into racers. But if it was something like, you know, $20 to $30, and it had a small campaign, and then you could go online and do online matches, and the more matches you win, the more money you get, and you tweak up your racer. You know, that could be very cool and interesting, and I'd get into that. There is also no date for it, but it does say it's coming out in 2026. So I would be very surprised if it missed that date, but I also would not be surprised if it came out like late in the year, you know, around like Thanksgiving or something. But hopefully we'll know more soon. The next two are sort of in the same category. Judas and Light No Fire both have not had any date or really any discussion on them in probably 2 years. So I don't know what's going on with either of them. And I don't know if either are planned to launch anytime soon, but with almost 2 years of silence on both of them, it's like, what is going on? Why did you bother putting up pages and trailers for games if they're not even close to releasing? So I am looking forward to both of them, but the lack of information has been kind of mind-boggling, and so I wonder what's going on with both of them. Fable is a restart to a game which I loved quite a bit back in the day. I played the first two, I guess, of three. I don't at all recall the third game. Someone was talking about it and saying it was set sort of in a Renaissance kind of period, and I'm like, I do not remember playing that, so I don't think I played the third one. But this will be a restart, and you're playing a hero who can be either good or evil, and the townsfolk and everybody will react, you know, based on your reputation and how you treat them. So that was always very interesting to me. It has no date, but I would guess it is probably going to be around the later part of this year, because it originally was supposed to come out last year. So its date has been bounced around quite a bit. But I guess we'll see. The Blood of Dawnwalker looks pretty cool. It's made by former Witcher devs, so it's a similar kind of game as The Witcher in that you are a half-vampire person, and it's apparently going to do something pretty interesting in that during the day, you have your, you know, daytime powers as a not a very powerful vampire, and then in the night, your vampire side gets a little bit more powerful, and so you have more vampiric powers, and so you're more vampire-ish at night. And the gameplay apparently goes through those cycles. So I am concerned about, you know, how interesting is it going to be where you're locked into only a certain amount of things during the day or a certain amount of things at night, and then time progresses, you know, each day or night. I don't know. It sounds like it could be a very short game with not a lot of replayability because, you know, why would you want to replay a game over and over just to see different choices? I don't know. Very few games have had my interest for doing that. So I guess we'll see. I expect I'll be getting it probably on sale quite a bit. Probably at least 30 or 40% off. Because while I am very excited for it, you know, like I said, I expect it could be very short and not very replayable. And being a single player game, you know, I'm not in a super huge rush to play it, but it is, you know, up there on my list. The next one I won't really talk too much about because it's super adult, which is Clive Barker's Hellraiser Revival. And if you've seen the Clive Barker Hellraiser movies, you know why it's probably a little bit more adult than I normally talk about on my podcast. But this is supposed to come out late in 2026, so I guess we'll see. And maybe I'll talk about it on the podcast, maybe not. We'll see. I'll probably wait a bit and get it, you know, not right immediately at launch, because it's probably going to be, you know, super short since they're going for something very cinematic. And then the next game is the only game that is actually already out, which is in my top 10, and that is Dispatch. And this is an interesting game. It's not really my normal kind of game. It's in a Telltale style of game where it's a choose your own adventure kind of path where you'll have a conversation, and in the conversation there will be a few different options where you can pick A, B, or C. And depending on what you say or don't say, the characters will react differently. So that's pretty cool and interesting. I'm pretty much just waiting for a sale on this one. And I've heard it's really short. I think it's only like a dozen or fewer hours. So I'm waiting for a really deep sale on this one, because that's not a lot of playtime. And it's probably not super replayable, because I'll probably, you know, often pick the same options that I picked the first time. But everybody who's played says it's super fun and they like it quite a bit, so I am looking forward to that. And then the last thing on the list is also another one that kind of came out of nowhere, and that is Star Wars Zero Company. And this is an XCOM-like strategy game set in the Star Wars universe, and it looks very cool. Thankfully, there was a recent interview with the devs, and they did calm one of my biggest fears about it, and they did say that yes, there is permadeath, so your hero characters can die, so you do want to be careful and not let them die. Which was kind of the biggest issue I had with Chimera Squad. It was your heroes never died, they just got booped out, and then a couple rounds later they could come back. And so it didn't really feel like there were ever really any stakes to the combat or, you know, any real risk involved. So I am very glad to hear that Star Wars Zero Company will have permadeath and that there will be that fear and worry that you'll want to be careful with how you play, you know, or, you know, do saves coming and just reload your game if you do badly. But I tend to play a more hardcore mode where I'm like, I'm just going to go with the consequences, and if somebody dies, it's okay, and I'll just move on and deal with it. So I'm pretty excited about that. XCOM-like games are extremely few and far between, especially the ones that are, you know, actually good. They are super rare. There is no date for it, but it does say it is coming out in 2026. So I would guess probably later half of this year, since we don't know a super lot about it and it doesn't have a solid release date. And that's it for my top 10 on my wish list. There is one more, sort of as a bonus, because I am already in the early access for it and I'm looking forward to it quite a bit. If I wasn't, it would definitely be in my top 10. And that is Witchfire. It is a first-person shooter, but you have to be really careful because it's a sort of Souls-like shooter in that if you get killed, you'll drop basically your currency, which is used for research and leveling up your person and a bunch of other stuff. And so you have to go back and you have to retrieve it in a map which is static, but the spawns on the map where the bad guys are and what the bad guys are in terms of, you know, which bad guys they are will be randomized, so you might be able to get your stuff back easily. It might be in the middle of three different packs of bad guys, and you might have a really hard time getting it back. So it is really cool and interesting. I love it quite a bit. I try not to get into it too much because it is early access, and I know if I let myself go, I'll play like 50 plus hours before I'm like, nope, 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 I gotta stop playing. And I don't want to, you know, burn out on the idea of the game before it's all, you know, complete. I have done that before, and that was really disappointing because then I just couldn't enjoy the final game because I had seen the early part of it so often. But their last roadmap showed that they were trying to target 2026, and they are kind of on schedule, but they are also still taking a long time. I've been in early access, I guess, 2.5 years now, so that has been a very long time. But according to their roadmap, if they do meet the next big patch, which is coming before the launch patch, then they might still be on track for 2026. But I would guess it's probably going to be very close to the end of the year. But hopefully they will make it. And that's it for all my thoughts about my things on my top 10 of my Steam wishlist currently. And that's all I really have for this podcast. I guess I'm okay health-wise. I'm pretty sad lately. Probably a lot more sad than normal. Just not having a good time and not feeling very positive about, you know, my hopes for the future. I have been worried more and more, obsessing over it every day, you know, about my kidneys being off. So I did recently kind of complain to my doctor and be like, what's up with this? You know, are we going to check it again? Are we going to adjust it with medicine if we need? What's going on? And so I do have a call with her on Monday, which is 5 days after I'm recording this. So I will do another blood test in between recording this and then we'll see, and I can update people on what the results are next time, but hopefully it will be back to normal and we'll be like, okay, you know, we don't have to worry about this too much because it's back to normal. Or if it's not, you know, maybe I can kick my doctor in her butt and she'll get off her butt and get me some medicine or alter my blood pressure medicine, you know, to get it back to where it's not affecting my kidneys, because, I don't know, kidneys being out of normal range does not sound good to me. But that's it for this podcast. I don't know what I'll talk about next time. I don't have anything coming down the line. Like I said, my top 10 list is pretty much all we don't have a date, but maybe this year kind of things. And I've been really getting crushed with extra things, and so I don't have any money to buy stuff with anyways. So I do not know when I would be able to save some money or pre-order something, because I don't know when I'll get more money for that. But hopefully, by the end of this year, one of these will come up close, and maybe I'll be able to get enough money to pre-order it and get it when it comes out. I don't know. Some of them I, you know, expect to get on sale. So I don't know. We'll see. And I don't know what I'll talk about next time, but hopefully I will think up something. And hopefully I'll see everybody then. Okay, thanks. Bye.
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License 2026.